Cthulhu Presents Blackwater Creek by Scott Dorward. A Call of Cthulhu 7th Edition scenario. Featuring Darren as veteran private eye Jack Coway. John as business magnate Benjamin Wallace, also known as Kanka Wampe, the White Raven. Mark as Olympic swim team hopeful and Miskatonic University student Harriet Flaume. Magnus as Miskatonic University archaeology wunderkind, Errol Stevens. Rich as brilliant field anthropologist, Dr. Elise Harrison. And Shannon as expedition troubleshooter, Del Werfel. Our keeper of arcane lore is Corey. All right, so how's everybody doing? It's been a while, I guess. So,
yep.
Yeah, I missed the last session. I can't believe any of you are still alive.
Well, they didn't run into many things, but the one that did run into it got pretty lucky. So, yeah. Okay, so let me see here. All right. Well, I guess. We can start out with a recap. Did anybody else listen to the... Shannon, did you get to listen to the past recording there? Or?
I listened to parts of it, went back and forth. I think you guys were going to review.
Sure. Yep, not a problem. Yeah, actually, we got some clicky thing going on there. Sounds like jangling. Not sure what that is, but...
What are my keys?
Ah, excellent. Oh, yeah, okay, there you go. All right.
It's always Mark, we can't figure it.
He's got security stuff to do, so. Okay, well, actually, yeah, let's do the recap here. So, basically, Kanka Wampe, or White Raven, as you know him, we did a little flashback, and he explained the ritual that he dreamed about the night before, and he needed to go ahead and find the consecrated site or whatever for his people that he had been dreaming about, and he actually got everybody convinced to go out with him as a dodge move here. Dell and Dr. Haberson, they actually left the party. Dell had found a love interest, and Dr. Haberson actually she just got fed up and ran off in a different direction.
Isn't it convenient that the two of us, you know, went off in different directions?
It is.
Says he has a love interest, and nobody suspects it's him and the professor.
Oh, well, it wasn't the professor, but it was a very good-looking country girl. Yeah,
that probably wouldn't have been very polite to Rich, since he wasn't. Hey, guess what?
Yeah. okay, so actually, I guess pretty much the remainder of the folks ran out into Black Creek Wood, and they found that it was not in the best of shape out there. Very strange, like a lot of shedding of bark. Lots of dead foliage on the ground, and followed the creek until they got to near the ceremonial area, and they started hearing the buzzing of flies, and they came upon these mushrooms which White Raven had talked about earlier, and they did not look exactly appetizing or anything else. They were basically black caps with a lot of dull white spots on them, and they were producing some sort of red viscous liquid which was coming down the stalks, and they smelled actually of dead flesh, which is a little strange. They actually had flies everywhere. They were living in the thing, and the
mushrooms and dropping in eggs and that sort of thing. They were finding this as a good habitat. Actually, Errol was very impressed that they might be able to name a new type of mushroom. So that was something. So I guess you guys can think about that and try to get a name there. They found the center of it, which is, seems to be a clearing that which is surrounded by all these mushrooms. And White Raven and Reginald, they pretty much rejoiced that they had found the area that they need to be at. And everybody else is a little bit less excited. Actually, Harriet actually stomped off, thinking it was quite evil and not something she wanted to be a part of. Where she did some tracking out in the woods and actually found some sort of object in a tree. She followed over to it. The tree had a deer in it, which was headless. And all of a sudden she gets pulled away into this tree by some roots in the ground. And it started attacking her with tentacles and such. She got very lucky and was able to get away from the tree. And I think that's pretty much, you know, she lost some sanity from there. Did very well with that, actually. And everybody met back up at the truck. And we're discussing all this. Errol was a bit skeptical that this actually happened, but he did see that she does have some markings. This some bark and a big bruise where the root would have taken her foot. And, you know, he's got a seed in his mind that it might be something to check into. And I guess the last things that you guys, Harriet was trying to get away, get in the truck and drive away, that she didn't have the keys. They wanted to bring the samples to the professor and just try to get a better idea of what's going on here. Which she actually isn't a that type of professor, but, you know, could work. And let's see. Oh, and White Raven is very excited to get this ritual done. And he thinks, a quote is, "The taint knows and is trying to defeat us from our power," or something like that. So trying to defeat her by having him not do this ceremony and, you know, get the power that it would bring him. So that pretty much, and then at that, Harriet really went off on Concount Wampay and called him slightly creepy the whole time and refusing to drive with the old Indian. So that's where we left it. So I guess we'll start off from there. I don't know. I guess you guys are over by the car. And, or sorry, by the truck, by the bridge. And Dell is off in the bushes with Ellie.
Oh, they can hear me?
Damn. Well, you know, you're down by the river, actually. But
oh, okay. Okay, good.
They can't hear you, no.
See, I've got my priorities. They want to do a ritual. I'm off.
Excellent. A little sex magic going on there. That's good.
No, don't say that, Corey.
All right. Okay, so that is where we're at. So I will allow you guys to take it from there. I don't know at what point you guys are armed. You're carrying around shotguns and a rifle at this point. So I don't know if you want to throw those into the back of the truck and head on, or if you're going to walk through town with armed. So everybody's doing it, you know. So is you know, Sproutson. He's doing it. So
I think everyone like wanted to like investigate or analyze the mushrooms or something like that.
Yeah, get them under a microscope. That would be useful.
Yeah. Yeah. White Raven is perfectly okay with whatever anybody wants to do. To assure themselves that.
Okay, not a problem. So, yeah, actually, Del, if you are coming back towards town or whatever, you will actually see the truck. It's off by the bridge near the woods. Or no, it's actually by the bridge. It's not near the woods. And they are, it looks like they're going to be doing some, setting up a little camp there and doing some experiments. So, you guys go ahead and do a biology roll again. We'll go with that, Errol.
93, that's a fail.
Okay. All right, well, you're not getting anything off it exactly. You set up the slide, and maybe you didn't do a great job with it, but
probably didn't slice it thin enough.
Yeah, it's not, you're not, you know, you're seeing the cellular structure is strange, but it looks like he smashed it a bit in between the slides, and it's kind of got destroyed a bit. There's still this red dripping liquid that's coming off it, et cetera, et cetera. So, actually, I guess I would give White Raven, if you'd like to try your chemistry roll to do this, I would also allow that.
Sure. Let me take a look at that. 45 out of 62 pass.
Okay, cool. You are actually looking down at it. You set up a new slide, and actually, you know, you're looking with your chemical knowledge. It looks like it's got some weird traits to it, but you definitely have seen this sort of thing before, and you can tell it's a hallucinogenic material that is seeping off it, and... aside from that, you're not, you know, it might be a little stranger than what you're used to, but it looks fairly normal.
I mean, I don't know if anybody will trust my investigation of this, but it looks harmless. It looks a little like a hallucinogenic property, but I don't think this is highly dangerous.
But your suggestion is to eat these mushrooms.
Smoke them.
Oh, no, I think what my ancestors had done was smoke the meat of the mushroom during the ritual.
Part of the ritual is you need to take this weird red paint or whatever fluid that's coming off it, and that's part of... getting ready for the ritual is painting yourself with this stuff.
Yeah. Correct.
I don't know.
Gentlemen, I'm not painting myself with any ichor that comes from a mushroom that smells this bad.
And it definitely smells just as bad now as you did when you picked it. So.
Especially since you say it's maybe possesses some hallucinogenic properties.
Well, I'm not going to force anyone to do something they don't want to do, so...
And Reginald pipes it and says, oh, this is miracle work. I don't see why you would want to do this. This is... Look how strong it's made me. It's cured my lungs. I know that this is going to bring us... Yes, better power to fight the evils in this place.
Thank you, Reginald. Thank you, but I don't think some of these people are going to see reason.
You say reason?
And take a chance on our opportunity to rid this land of this blight.
Well, he taps you on the shoulder and says, "I'm with you all the way, Mr. Wallace. Kankawampe, I'm with you. I'm totally dedicated. Especially after what's happened.
I know I can always depend on you.
I don't wish to be rude, but does no one think Reginald's you're acting slightly crazed?
That's crazed? True.
What are you saying, crazed? Why would I be crazed? Because I've been healed?
Yes,
I do take issue with that. I am expressing my faith.
In what?
This place is magical. It does great things. Look! Do you saw me the other day coughing, hacking up phlegm, and barely be able to move? Look at me now! And he starts doing jumping jacks and does a lot of push-ups and that sort of thing. It's like I feel great. I'm young again. All the horrors of war have faded away. He is actually, aside from his crazy speak, though, he's definitely cured.
There's just too many unknowns here. We don't know what's causing what. I think we need to...
What do you suggest? What do you suggest?
Let's put our minds to this. Let's get the professor in the loop. She's certainly the brightest mind we've got with us. And let's put our minds to this and try to see what's the best course of action.
But you saw how they were acting.
I don't see her. Where'd she go? Del walks up to you guys.
Tell me, have you zipped up?
By the way, Attakim, can you guys hear me now? Or am I...
Yes, yeah. Yes, we can. Yeah, nope.
Right. Yeah, I can hear you.
Fine here.
And I guess, sorry, Harriet would like to know if you zipped up afterwards.
Del pulls out a cigar.
Like how he says cigar.
Looks at Harriet. Kind of looks her up and down in a different light now. You know, now that she can talk about things most women can't.
I take it, Harriet. I will take a step backwards behind Earl. For Errol, sorry.
Yep.
All right.
So let me get this straight. You guys are going to listen to them that are off playing around while we're trying to save this land.
No, I think you're all acting strange. You've all eaten the contaminated food. Reginald seems to become some kind of evangelist for his new faith. Del is trying to hit on every woman he can see. The professor's acting strange.
Not everyone. I look at Harriet.
And for that, I'm eternally thankful.
This isn't an issue of whether or not we want to protect this land or something. It's an issue of whether or not we trust these visions you're having that they're actually benign. And I believe that considering the reputation of the Sire Cook, we need to make sure this is sound from an anthropological perspective.
Yeah, and everybody thought there were witches in Salem and they were burning them alive. People have feared what they don't know for a long time. And where has it gotten them?
Surely no scholars would agree with that now. Would you not say that the professor is a learned woman?
Mm-hmm.
She's learned. She's not learned enough yet. No. Yeah. Del's still trying.
So many jokes.
It's hard to do, Richard. Bastard.
Arr, yeah, that's okay. We'll get him next time. So, okay, well, yeah, okay. Well, what you guys are going to look for Elise?
Yes.
Dr. Haberson? Okay.
Yeah.
You don't see her yet. Are you guys going to go search town or drive into town? What's your plan of attack here?
I'm going to be searching for at least half an hour.
Okay.
If I don't find her in that time, I'll go back. But okay.
Are you guys driving into town? Taking everything with you?
If possible.
Okay, sure. Yep, not a problem. So, you drive and you see, near the edge of town, you see Elise is just kind of hanging out near a tree and just smoking vigorously. And she's kind of chuckling to herself and just sitting there.
See, another muzzin.
Professor.
Yes.
There's lots of new information here.
Oh, Errol, yeah, it's good to see you. God, I'm going to come off like Bugsy Malone or something.
Wait, is this Rich's character you're doing right now?
Yes, I'm trying. I'm trying.
Scrap to Mark.
I did snobby, voice. Remember?
Yeah, yeah. I'll try. I'll try to get in there. I did pretty well last time. Doing? It's just not coming this time.
I'm sure you had no trouble with Dell.
It's good for you to come back, Errol. What have you found on your adventures with the mighty Indian?
I'm just gonna data dump everything to the professor.
That sounds like foolishness. Why would you be going out into wood like that? We're supposed to find Professor Rhodes. What happened to that? What is going on here? You're just running around and doing a whole bunch of nothing. Are you with me? Do you want to go find the Professor Rhodes? I thought that's why we were here, right, Errol?
Well, that's true. That's true. Yes. Yes. And putting it in this light, yes, it is doubtful to see whether this ritual could even help with finding him.
Ritual? It's all mumbo-jumbo. I study these things. Oh, you're late. I should probably do an anthropology role here. Actually, she just makes it. And she's like, yeah, I've heard of things, I've seen things that are unexplainable, but I gotta say, I'm a bit skeptical here. I doubt that this is something that's going to bring us anything. Regardless, why are you spreading this nonsense, Mr. Wallace?
Well, if you think it's harmless, then obviously what's the harm in just doing it? We'll wake up tomorrow morning, nothing will have changed, everything will still be bad.
I guess, and I'm covered with disgusting, corpse-smelling makeup. That doesn't sound like a good thing for me. And what, I have to also smoke it? I mean, so smoking strange plants might be something that your people do, but I'm going to stick to my Chesterfields here.
Oh, yeah, the first person to smoke tobacco, probably everybody thought they were smoking a strange plant, too. What, you guys? Oh, everybody.
This just seems
whatever,
very
silly. I'll do
it. I don't trust him, and he gives a penetrating look to the Indian.
Well, I don't trust you either, Del, so we're all in really great company now, aren't we?
I don't know. That's not what you said yesterday, and I give her a wink.
Dogs. You bastard.
Thank you. Thank you for noticing.
Actually, it's weird. She does give you a wink back. Kind of under the
I like
undercover.
It better. Yes. Yes.
And she actually, you know, she does this kind of like straightens herself up and pushes out her chest and just does a little beauty. Preen, but kind of waves her head and gets the hair flop or whatever. So
I glance over at Errol to see if he's giving me a disapproving look, as usual, when I talk with the professor.
Right.
I just notice that. I don't react to it. I just, you know, I like to know some things never change. That's all.
Well, if the ritual thing is a bust, what do we have? What can we do?
We can talk to the source of this problem, the Charmides.
Yeah.
Well, we got plenty of time. Let's just go there now.
If we take away all this mumbo jumbo, the people who had the argument with the professor, Charmides. The people who down the river, the Charmides. The people who we think possibly contaminated the creek, the Charmides. Let's just talk to the Charmides.
Although they did, I mean, we still haven't heard anything from what's his name?
Old Jed.
Old Jed, yeah.
I think Jed's we should go Jed. Armed. Yeah, where did you get that motorcycle from, Del?
I'm no better. I'd say you're hitting on me there, girl. But
Does he have room for two?
Smoke?
I think we should do the ritual before we go to the Carmody's.
No, let's get to the Carmody's now.
It's better. I agree. It's better to go and talk to the Carmody's now.
Okay. Actually, I will point out here, since I'm playing Elise as an NPC, she actually did make her anthropology role, and although she doesn't think this means much, she has not discounted it. She kind of changed her view a little bit that this might be something to look into, but it's, you know, she thinks it's pretty far-fetched and definitely doesn't want to be covered in corpse-smelling stuff. So, just an FYI if that didn't come through.
Yep.
I agree. I think if Professor Rhodes is up at Henry, if he's up at the Carmody Farm, I think that's where we should be, don't you think? I mean, I don't know where this Jed guy is. Baxter said the other day, he could be on a binge somewhere in a ditch. We don't know. You know, not everybody's as trustworthy as some other people.
No, I don't think we should be foolish about this. We should assume that the Carmody's are hostile.
Mm-hmm. Yes, everybody says they are.
Those boys are trouble.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that we should be careful.
If old Jed has shown up, it's probably because of them.
I'm just saying.
We should definitely assume that they're hostile and, well, willing to disappear old Jed.
Yes, perhaps, but we have to think about Henry here. He's been lost for so long. It sounds like this is where he would be. Everybody's been saying, well, he's probably with the Carmody's. I hope that the professor is still with us.
I think maybe we should drive up to their farm and
expecting trouble. Everybody do a spot hidden roll. Or a psychology, one or the other.
No.
29, that's a pass.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you notice that there's a slight little crack in her voice at the end of that sentence.
Hmm.
And she takes a deep breath and says, "Oh, what are we going to do, boys?"
I do not have a good
let's
feeling.
Go to the Carmody's.
I don't have a good feeling about going to the Carmody's.
Well, I tell you what, Mr. White Raven, talking of disappearances, I've looked back on those notes that we found. It says that your village elders were undying, and yet they talked to you through dreams. Maybe if you produced one of these elders, I'd be more likely to believe your fanciful tales of magic rituals.
A first-hand
source would definitely help. I mean,
well, it's very, very, very possible that the ritual will do just that.
Possible.
As with a lot of things, you're telling us, or possible,
anything is possible.
I don't have all the answers. All I can tell you is what I'm experiencing in my dreams, and it feels like the right thing to do, and it feels like a good thing to do. It feels like it's going to bring us the light.
Right, I will throw out here, just in case he doesn't remember it. From his dreams, whenever he dreams of this ritual, he's about, you know, milliseconds from seeing the elders, and at that point he wakes up. So, if you wanted to use that as part of your argument, you may do so.
Okay, I just did that.
There you go.
But you've already admitted that your people smoke hallucinogenic chemicals, so you could just be some kind of trip.
I say let's exhaust our options with the Carmody's first.
Carmody's.
And if that doesn't kill anything, I don't see we have no other options anyway, so.
Well, I will go with you so as not to not have full strength, because I do not trust these guys.
Well, neither do I.
And at that point, Reginald looks a little... I mean, he doesn't. He's still supporting Kankan Wampe, but he looks a little bit disappointed.
It's okay, Reginald.
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to show that emotion.
Well, you did.
And he gives Del a firm glare.
I like the way Ariel's thinking here. Let's follow him. See what happens.
Could I make us? When is the that vet guy? Is he available? Has he gone back to the village?
Last you knew, he went back to do some research. He did say he'll be back in a day or two. He wasn't very forthcoming as when he'd be back.
Because there's no village doctor, is there?
No.
Closest.
Yeah. He was about the closest thing you have right now.
I really want to know what the symptoms of this disease are. Do you feel people feel better, happier, and then the black spots, the badness, and the intelligent rats?
Right. From what you've gathered so far, people say they feel great. And then you've seen, these lesions come out and, seeping black wounds. And that the smell is still here and ever present.
Can I sneakily sniff? God, sniff Reginald. Does he smell more apply?
Does he smell more apply? Yeah. Go ahead. Do Do what? What do you want to do? You want to do
spot hidden?
Do a combo spot hidden and not sneak, but we'll do dex. We'll give you dex if you want that. So do it. You have to pass both of those.
See, only in Cthulhu can you go, does he smell what happening? 99.
Yeah.
I explode.
Yeah. He actually, you get near him and you do smell him and he does not smell, but he spots you doing it and says, what are you doing? What is going on here? I would prefer for you to keep your space, madam.
He's actually my father.
he's kind of endeared by that. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, miss, but please, this has been a trying day, obviously. But he did. You saw him show a little bit of anger there.
That's be fair. Probably bumped into him while trying to sniff him.
But yes, you did not you did not smell anything odd about him.
So he doesn't smell. That's curious.
Yes. Okay, so are you guys heading out to the Carmody farm?
Yeah.
Any preparations you like to do before that time?
Bring guns.
Shotgun.
Okay, so let's see here. Last we knew... Oh, yes, I'm sorry, Del has his own shotgun. He's good. So, yes, I think everybody is armed, and Reginald has the rifle, and Errol is borrowing his .22.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly. So, okay, cool. All right, so actually let's go back to roll 20 here.
Actually, no, I was borrowing, not the .22, I was borrowing a better gun, I believe.
No,
yeah,
I think it was
the rifle.
Yeah, I think he had my gun, and I had one of the rifles.
No, he only had a .22, that's all he has.
Okay.
And then he took the rifle.
Awesome, yeah. The .22 auto or something on that?
Yeah, unless there was another gun, I think it was just a .22. And it was kind of like the best you could do at that point. So who's driving first? What's the, I guess you're going to take the two cars?
Well, yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah.
Okay. So who wants to drive? Who wants to go first?
Well, Reginald will drive the truck.
I think Dell's one of the better drivers of the PCs, isn't he?
Yes. Dell and Reginald is, he's Reginald's going to drive the car, I assume.
Oh, the car. Yeah. Sorry, not the truck.
So, who do you want to lead? I guess is the point at this juncture.
Reginald.
Okay. So Reginald, you start driving out there. So basically, you drive out to the east side here that I'm clicking on roll 20. You pass the Jarvis farm, and once you get past the Jarvis farm, you see that the condition of the road is not great. I mean, it's rutted more. They looks like they haven't been taking care of it much at all. It looks okay, but you have to be a little bit more careful. Once you get, it's about a mile and a half, and then you start seeing these large cornfields again as you get around the bend near the creek. So I'll say probably right there, and then past the Jarvis farm, and then right around here, things are getting off to the heading towards the farm to the northwest is where things are getting rutted. Once you get to this place. You actually get a close-up view of the corn. And you're seeing, once again, the corn is like 12 feet tall. You're seeing that there is a path in between the cornfields. But basically, it's actually grown over. And it's creating a natural tunnel of sorts. In the corn, the smell of the sweet sickly smell is very high here, and you do see that there is like sappy looking, and it kind of varies per plant. Some are black, some is green, and it's kind of slimy and rolling down. You see a lot of spider webs and insects, and it's just it's pretty freaky.
Mm.
And as it continues on, the road gets no better going into the farm.
White Raven turns to Reginald. Be careful, Reginald.
Of course, sir. Of course. And he kind of pats the rifle that's next to him.
I look behind. Is the truck still right behind us? Or... in front of us? Who was in front?
No, actually, you were in front. So
okay.
You have stopped at the thing. Do you guys, I assume that taking a look at the corn that you kind of made a stop, are you guys discussing it all, or are you just moving on?
So White Raven will get out of the car and go back to the truck.
Actually, when you do that, go ahead and do Spot Hidden.
Seventy-two out of 47. No.
Okay. Cool. All right. Go ahead.
All right. Goes back to the truck, and who's driving?
I believe it's Dell.
Dell.
Dell, do you want to try to keep driving, or do you want to walk from here? It's starting to look a little rough. And he's weird. Look at these corn stalks. They're like 12 feet high. I've never seen anything like this. This isn't good land.
Something's I would note that you did see it across the river a couple sites ago. You did see that it was abnormally huge. But now you're seeing it close up.
Well, what you all think? I look back at everyone in the car.
I think we should drive on. If you think the road's okay...
I don't like this at all, but yeah, let's go. Let's move on.
Just in case we need a quick getaway.
Yeah.
All right, let's stay close to each other. We'll keep an eye out. Make sure you're behind us. And get back in the car.
Okay. So Reginald pulls out. You start going, and it is so rutted that it's almost you're at a walk. So you basically. go in, and it's bumping up and down on the road. You get into this natural tunnel. It gets very dark. You see a little flitter of a light every once in a while. Question, is anybody keeping the windows down while you're driving?
No, certainly not.
Okay, not a problem. Well, didn't think so, but I thought I'd just point it out. So, as you are driving, actually, everybody make a luck roll, please.
Fail.
Oh, four, pass.
Okay, good. Okay, so...
34 made it.
Okay, great. Yes, you start driving through here, and it's bumping, and you're just very slowly making it. As you're going, you guys are noticing there are insects everywhere. You're peering, you know, it's so... It's almost like you're in a twilight here. You see like a glint of sun through this huge mass of corn, and you're actually seeing like glints of like raccoons, and you see like snakes are slithering across your path, and you see the rats again. You see a couple of them scamper up and look at you. You're seeing a ton of wildlife just hidden in this whole maze. And once again, going through this viscous thing, is just falling, flowing down the stalks, at times, and down the corn and everything else. Any actions at this point, or are you just continuing on?
I'm just going to say I'm becoming more and more amenable to Mr. White Raven's idea here.
There you have it. Okay, well, seeing a lot of wildlife is now staring you in the face and not moving. They're not getting especially close, but you can see that they're sitting in the rows and staring at you and that sort of thing. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mark.
Harriet will mention that wasn't White Raven's tribe known as, like, friends of animals and snakes and stuff. This is looking like his kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see.
And got
to about there. Go ahead, sorry.
Do that again.
You haven't gone very far, so you got about here in there. So, sorry, stop you, Harriet. If you want to continue on?
And the ruts, are they from... because we think they're still providing moonshine. So is this just evidence of fairly recent heavy lorries coming through? Was it old stuff?
It just looks like they are not maintaining this road at all. And so...
It's heavy use.
Okay. Or years of misuse and not doing anything about it. possibly maybe that's defense since it's, they are whiskey runners. So maybe it's something there. I don't know.
Reginald, stop the car. Stop the car.
He stopped. What's up, Mr. Benjamin?
I'm going to climb into the back seat. Hold on. White Raven climbs into the back seat. I'm sure there's a window in the back of the car, right?
Would they open? I don't know.
I don't want to open it. I just want to look through it.
Oh yeah. I'm sorry. I see what you mean. Yes, there is a window in the backyard or back of the car.
So I'm gonna signal like there. I'm sure the truck is gonna come somewhat close because we're going slow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna look out the back window and signal to like running my finger around to like. Go back the other way and like do a like throat cutting motion like this is not good.
I'll slow my vehicle down.
Okay. He wants to cut our throats.
So he is he is waving out the back window. There, right?
You just stay close to me, I'll protect you, girl.
Oh, damn. So mad.
Oh, so inappropriate. This is great. All right. Yeah. She can become your new assistant. Graduate assistant.
White Raven. White Raven just does not like how the wildlife is acting very unnaturally the closer we get to the Carmody's.
I think we should press on. We can't stop in this tunnel.
You do notice that there's kind of a swarm of like beetles or something is starting to fly around the car. It's kind of weird.
I just want to back up and go back the other way. I'll keep pointing the other direction.
Actually, let's see, Reginald. Reginald's like, that's going to be pretty tough, Mr. Wallace. We got to drive it backwards. I guess I could run through the field and turn it around, but maybe we can find some place up farther that we can turn around in. Otherwise, that's going to be difficult going backwards.
You're the expert driver, Reginald. Go ahead. I'll get back into the front seat.
So what are your guys' thoughts on it? I guess, do you want to yell that out the window to them, or?
I don't want to open the window. I'll signal that we're going to go further ahead and turn around. Try to, anyway. Like, point towards the way we're going, and then do, like, a loop. And I'll get back in the seat.
Okay. You get back in, and you start rolling, and there's really, I mean, so far, it's just like a dense, it's almost like a wood, the way this is going. And you keep popping forward, and you're seeing more of the same. Animals are kind of running in front of you and jittering around, and now, you know, you got some of the insects are crawling on the front of the car. Did you make your luck roll?
Yes.
Okay, so you are coming through. Actually, you look to the side, and you see that there is a obvious disturbance. We'll say you get to probably about here. There's an obvious disturbance in the corn. So you're probably, from what you know of, you're probably about a half a mile from the Carmody's farm. And there's an obvious disturbance which runs, you know, broken stalks and everything that runs off to the east. So far, nothing yet is looks like it's something you can just turn around in. But this is the closest thing you've seen.
Do any of these animals look mutated, by the way?
Do they look mutated? Go ahead and do a spot.
Are we seeing rabbits and dresses? 39. I fail.
Okay. Different to you. Strange, but they don't look different.
So. I pass both natural world and biology.
Okay. They just look like they have more of an intelligence to them. You don't know what that means exactly. You're not seeing like the black spots on them.
I think they're smarter.
They seem to be taking an interest in and watching you.
And look, they're full of us with their big little eyes.
And actually, you know, you see one of the rats is just one of them jumps up on the bumper of the Rolls Royce and jumps on the front and he's just sniffing at you on the Rolls Royce. So he's on the front of the car. Oh.
This isn't good. Reginald, your driving experience and acumen, does that look like a place that we can turn around?
I can try, sir. That's you know, that just looks like some broken stocks. I'm probably going to break some stocks if I go in here, but I could do it.
See if you can turn around as tight as possible.
Okay. All right. he starts to inch it over. As soon as he does that, the mouse kind of sniffs and then jumps away off to the side. Let's see.
He's pretty decent.
Yeah, what can you give me his skill?
He's got 55 drive.
Okay. Yeah. Unfortunately, he starts turning it, and he knocks down a couple stocks, and you see him fall forward, and you see actually when he does that, you see a bunch of this wildlife just kind of rush out in different directions, and you hear a couple squeaks and shrieks. As he does it, he gets stuck in a rut, and he's trying to, I'll get us out of this, sir. Don't worry about it. And he guns it, and it starts, you know, it's starting to get traction, and he flies it forward, and it actually goes through a bunch of these, you know, where the broken stocks are. He goes about a car length out, and you're seeing up ahead, there's like a some sort of object is stuck in the corn, not stuck in the corn, but it's lying on the ground around some of the, you know, where these corn stalks have been knocked over. So there's something out there that is kind of strange. And now actually you're seeing that, some of the like a squirrel or something scampers up the side of one of the stocks and looks at you in the car.
Can I tell what that is lying there?
Go ahead and do a spot hidden. Okay, so you look down there and you can't see everything. But you do see like a booted foot is and some shredded pants are sticking near where the fallen stocks are.
Reginald, I think this may be our friend Jed.
Oh, that's just horrible, sir. Absolutely horrible. So what do you think we should do?
Could you pop out and get Madonna back?
I'm sorry?
Could they pop out of the car and get Madonna back?
I forgot about the dollar. Yes, yes. Well, it might be Jed.
I'm going to ask Reginald to keep turning and maybe go get next to the truck as it's going the other way so I can talk to the guys.
So he starts, I guess you're just going to keep swiping through this,
I want to tell these guys what I see before we go trying to investigate it in this mess.
Okay, are you trying to roll back out?
Tell us, right?
I thought he started to turn, so now he's like facing east, right?
Right, right. Do you want him to start backing up and so back out?
I suppose if he kept turning, that he would just pass the truck, which is going the other direction on the side.
Sure. So he starts
turning.
As long
as it looks like he can do it. Yeah.
He starts turning, and he starts knocking over more stocks, and you see, like, birds are flying away. And and actually, you get a better view, and you see a bunch of the animals are just around the body. You're seeing a couple of rats, and you see a snake is slithering over it, and you see a couple raccoons are also around it. You're a bit too far away to see what's going on, but it doesn't look good. So with that, we'll say that you are sitting next to the truck at this point. And you're plowing down the field, just so that's not misunderstood. You're plowing down some of these things of corn.
Well, I figured if we were going to go back the other way, I could just slip back onto the road behind the truck. But So I'll.
This is bad. This is so bad.
Hopefully this isn't a bad idea. I'm going to roll the window down just a little bit and signal for them to roll the window down just a little bit.
What are you doing?
I just roll my window down.
I'm sorry, you are rolling your window down?
I will not, because I think I can hear him if he's going to yell something.
Okay, when you roll the window down, yeah, a couple of these beetles start climbing. they land on the window and just start climbing over the brim.
Roll it back
only
up
like
quickly.
One or two. Okay, so you roll it up and you smash one of them.
Do we have notebooks?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and I would say Kanka Wampe, he probably has his little his chemistry notebook around if he wants to, and other business stuff. Okay.
I'll write a note. That's a great idea. Well, I guess they should write a note first since they thought of it. But
question mark? What the hell?
and I'll write
over the animals.
I'll write body surrounded by animals to the east. Okay.
So you
might
slap
be
that
Jed.
Against the window.
Doesn't look good. Slap it against the window.
How do you write shrug?
It's like an emoji thing.
Or you might just shrug.
We knew they were bad.
All right. Want to go back, not forward.
Yeah.
I think we need to press forward.
I think we go back.
Do we have beekeeping gear in the truck?
Oh my god.
That you don't.
Damn.
You might have like overalls or something like that, but no beekeeping gear.
Oh, we must press on. It's some animals and some plants. We expected this.
So let me get this straight. You don't want to do the ritual, but you'll go forward through this stuff.
Yeah, we've already seen.
I'm sorry,
this.
That was completely out of character.
That's fair enough. this is a scientific explanation of this. We've seen the strange corn. We know it exists. We've already seen the strange behaved animals. So this is nothing weird as opposed to running around a fire in the woods because some dreams told you. This is more scientifically possible.
Okay,
looks stern and slaps the thing against the window again. Okay. Just staring at everyone.
Everybody do a spot hidden again, please.
Oh, jeez, 88. No.
I failed. 59.
I failed as well.
I made it.
Okay. Jack, actually, you... And Del. You and Del are actually kind of watching the same area there, and you kind of see, like, there doesn't seem to be any wind or anything, but the stock is starting to move towards to the right. They're moving back and forth.
That's a bad sign, I think.
At this point, all of a sudden, you do start hearing some like a lot of insects. Buzzing, and actually, everybody make a listen roll.
Del made it regular.
Okay. That's a fail.
You are actually hearing because you're on the driver's side, coming from the west, probably the northwest. There is like a small trample of. A lot of things running that way that you hear off in the distance.
Got a herd of something coming fast over there. Got to get out of here.
Yeah.
So but I do.
I agree.
Okay.
This is too bad. Let's.
So yeah,
I don't
you are
bother writing it to the Indian. I'm sure he'll figure it out.
Okay. Yeah, so are you? Are
I'm
going
to write. I'm going to write, already made a path, use it, and put it on that.
Well, you probably don't have time for that, because you are now seeing there are bugs coming at you. There is just like this cloud of insects are coming up. You can see it coming through the corn.
Hit it, Reginald. We're getting out of here.
So okay. So go ahead and make Reginald's drive roll.
Oh God,
it's going to be really rough to get through here. So he's like, "Yes, sir. Yes, sir."
Oh shit! 72 of 55
Okay, so yeah, he starts it up and he starts, you know, booming down there. Let's see, but he is shaking you guys quite badly. He's probably getting up to like 10 miles an hour or something, and you can feel the bumps here and there.
All right.
You're flying down the sides of the path, once again you're seeing things now that they're seeing a lot of disturbance. They're kind of, you can see things rushing up the stalks and flying around, and
all right, I'm gonna crazy. Can I that's a lot of luck to spend for him. He's got 50 luck. Maybe I'll push. Can I push this for him?
Yes, you can do that. If you want to push it, you can.
So I suppose he's probably going to...
Okay, if you push, there could probably be some bad damage to this car. So yeah. just so you
know. Puncture.
Yeah, we got to get out of here. Maybe I'll spend the luck. That's a lot of luck, though. Well, you know what? You run out of luck, you know? Okay, we'll spend the luck. That's like 17 luck to spend past this.
Okay, so mark that off.
Okay, so,
and
yeah.
Well, it's his luck, right?
Yeah. So he's at 50, so I'm taking him down 17 here.
Right. So, yeah, you got his luck. He's part
he's
of the
33
deal.
Now.
So, okay. So, yes. So, he actually catches a really deep ridge, which probably would have busted the axle. He's like, oh, and he brings it back, and he's still, you know, heading down at a good clip through the forest, or sorry, through the field. So what are you, the other guys, go ahead and pull the luck roll. You're starting to see this cloud of insects is probably within about 20 feet from you.
Regular success.
Okay. So yeah, you just zip it around and you start, you get the idea. Maybe I should, do you want to knock down some stocks to get there? To get
I think that would be a good idea.
I would say with that drive roll, maybe it's not a bad idea since you've been made anyway, so to speak. So we'll just play it out that you start, you know, driving on the side and like hitting a row of stocks as you go. And you do see every once in a while that animals are flopping here and there, and you're actually hitting raccoons and snakes, and you know, a bird runs right into your windshield, but you're keeping out of the ruts, and it's allowing you to go faster. So you get yourself out, and just about the same time that Konkot Wampe's car gets out of the area. So do you want to keep going, or you're not going to stop at the field, I assume?
Correct. I want to get out of there per what we agreed on in the car.
Okay.
Meaning cool. Out of the area, out
right.
of the car.
Gotcha. So, okay. So you guys get out. You're driving down. You're about to where, you know, the Jarvie farm. You don't see anything follow you. So you're probably about right there. Just tell me what you guys are doing.
Where are we again? Right here, you said?
Sorry. I would say you're probably right before the Jarvie farm. So off to the east at the intersection. Yes. There you go.
I think I'm going to head back a bit in case the herd's just coming really far, but I don't think I need to drive more than half a mile away unless I keep hearing the noise. Window's still up.
You're right.
And I'm curious to see if our American Indian friend is following us or if he doesn't come back.
We're out too.
He's kind of in front of you. Yeah, I mean, you might have passed
we're
him
in front
if
of you
wanted to. You
failed your
roll.
I wasn't sure if that was a really.
Bad I used the luck and
they used
passed
the luck.
It.
So we'll say that he got through it and got through. You actually you had the chance to pass him if you wanted to. I assume you took it drove a little bit farther. So you stop right in front of the Jarvis over here, and he is puttering along right now behind you, and I guess you guys come to a full stop?
If the area looks safe and clean compared to the area before, I think so.
You are aside from this being a not well-tended road, it looks safe. You're not seeing anything coming. You have a view of the farm entrance, and you're not seeing anything come out of there other than, you know, you might see some birds that are flying out of the corn that you ran over on the way.
I'm exiting the car and talking to the other car.
Okay.
This is too freaky. I think we've found the epicenter of the weirdness. And I'm with you, Mr. Raven. Let's do the ritual.
Whatever we had to do to convince you guys that this was the right thing to do, we took a risk.
Well, at least
say that.
Elise gets out and says, "I got boys. We just ran into some animals. What is the problem with this? We have to save Henry. What are you thinking?"
Of course, we're going to save him.
Yeah, I'm thinking this is the way to save Henry.
Are you insane? Yeah, nothing. It was strange, but it all went wrong when that Indian drove off the track.
Do I have to agree with the dunce? What is going on? Where did we take the 180 and get off on this weird ritual thing? Let's get in there and let's go to the Carmody Farm and take care of these things. It's a bunch of animals. What are they going to do to us? Insects and animals.
This is the same animals that killed people last night.
Oh, I never saw a dead body. I don't know about you.
It didn't kill anybody, did they? It was just old Pete who went foamy.
Old Pete.
Yeah, but he wasn't attacked, though. He just went foamy, didn't he?
Yeah. He died because he drowned in his own black purple. Vomit, so.
Okay. I'm just going to say, those were the same weird animals we saw last night.
And they didn't hurt us then. If we just stayed on the track, we'd have been fine. It's this Indian driving off the tracks and running them over cause a problem.
Good God, I gotta agree with Harriet? Yeah, yes, I'm with her. I'm totally with her. She's thinking better than you. Errol, what are you... The dunce is even figuring it out better than you.
Look, Konkon Wapi has a 70 intelligence. I don't know about any dunce stuff going on.
Oh, she's definitely making this towards Harriet. She is,
the dunce. But I can swim, damn it.
Okay,
well,
so...
If you want to go back in there, you're going back in there on your own with this risk. I'm not going to risk this entire chance to save, Professor Rhodes by going back in there.
No, a typical redskin, a coward, like all your people.
Konkawape takes that very badly, and he looks at her with a slightly.
Your magic didn't stop us taking your country. Didn't stop us taking your lands.
Got a point there.
Where was your power then? This is just some contamination. These moonshiners have come up with some. Errol, you're a chemist. Surely you can see some kind of chemical that could produce this. These moonshiners have done this to increase their crop. This is a side effect, nothing more.
No, I don't know. If it is, then this ritual will be harmless, presumably. Let's put best case against worst case. Best case, we get to control these animals. We can go to the Carmody's. We can find the professor if he's there. Worst case,
we can find the professor right now.
Jill, what do you think?
She's upset. Errol, you're just being foolish. following this Indian.
This redskin who is being communicated by his undying leaders, who the fellow, even if we believe in the mumbo jumbo, his people were cursed. Not even the fellow tribes liked him.
And what about if this is Rhodes? What if this is his last breath? We have to wait till tonight to do this. And then what are we going to do? We're going to go out tomorrow morning? He could be dead by then.
I am not a great fighter, if that's what any of you think. I'm interested. Del, what do you say about this?
Well, I'm not sure if I'm convinced that the professor's even still alive, or if he's in the vicinity of this area. There's a lot of faith that he is.
Del, how could you say that? Of course he's alive. Of course he is. I know that. It's in my heart. I know it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I would tend to believe that if the professor is alive, he's not here. That's what happened to Cade. When he saw these elders or whatnot, he ran away and he didn't return for months.
Wait, and how did he return? He came back with mercenaries to wipe them all out, including his village, who he thought it was tainted.
Sure.
And here we are siding with the last of the tribe, because those very same people are whispering in his dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I think if we do what White Raven says, we could make matters worse.
In what manner?
Well, if you say that this magic exists, this power. Everything we have points to that power being evil.
The
he
way
drove
I
a whole,
we're
he drove
here to
a
find
bunch
the
of Quakers to murder.
We're not here to find the professor, not to save the town.
I know, and the professor is probably being kept by these moonshiners. So doing the ritual doesn't make us get any closer to finding the professor.
In the worst case, it does nothing. In the best case, it gives...
What? In the best case, it does what? That produces the professor from the earth? What?
No, but maybe he can he get some freaky Indian powers to take care of the Carmody's.
I can't believe you're a scientist.
That's the best case scenario.
He's a scientist. He's just being an intelligent man, weighing his options.
And the worst case scenarios. If you're saying we accept this magic, he makes it worse.
How would it worse?
His tribe was evil. They turned Quakers, Cade, a man of God, a Quaker, became a murderer. What he saw with these undying leaders in that cave made him so insane that he came back with mercenaries and killed his village. He killed his own family.
This is a backwaters town.
It and you're acting like a backwaters man, believing in this mumbo-jumbo.
Sounds more like a problem with Cade than a problem with the natives.
Who no one liked, including the other natives. I think we should just get back in the truck and drive. If we have to get Sproutson to take us to the Carmody's... Hell, set the field on fire, drive them out by smoke. I don't know.
I want to save the professor.
The source of the problem.
At this point, Haberson just grabs her head and she's like, "Oh, this is too much, folks. Del, do you have some whiskey on you? I need a drink, I think." And she flips out her compact and looks at it and fixes her hair.
You got it, darling. Here you go. And he pulls out like some glasses he has too. Always ready.
Give me one of those, and she lights up a cigarette. Oh, this is infuriating.
Will we even be able to get to the Carmody Farm? I mean...
Well, we were almost to the Carmody Farm when we turned around. I think we were probably within a mile, or half a mile. I don't know. It didn't seem that far away. We were, like, almost there. We turned around because of some stupid animals... running on the car. We're protected. What are they going to do? Cut the glass? I don't think so.
Only one way to find out, but that sounds like a plan to me.
I haven't got Roll 20 open, but there is no other roads into Carmody from the mountains.
Okay, your options for that, a huge amount of cornfields, which obviously that's where you saw a bunch of animals. The only other way would be to go across Blackwater Creek and still go through a cornfield. Either way, you can find out more information. Maybe you could come up from the back. It would be less of a cornfield, but you're doing a bunch of hiking up the creek and around, maybe going through the hills that are behind the Carmody farm.
Because if they're still producing moonshine, they must be getting it out somehow. Otherwise, somewhat pointless.
Do we know they're still producing the moonshine? It didn't look like that road had been well-traveled recently.
Actually, you do know that they are doing it. The best you can think is possibly they're just patient and driving it out carefully.
That road is traveled. Say, the ruts might come from just the heavy use of the trucks they're using to transport the moonshine in.
So if this is so safe, what was that body we saw with all the animals around it?
I didn't see a body. Who knows? It could have been that damn Jed guy passed out in the field. What do we
That's
care?
Right. That's right. You tell him, darling. You tell him.
Exactly. Thank you, Del. At least someone knows how to reason.
Well, myself and Reginald are not going back through there. You guys can do it without us. I don't want to do that, but I can't sacrifice the chance that I have to help this town and find Professor Rhodes with some idiotic trek into this hell.
Okay, actually, I will point out, I am actually playing Haberson as a NPC. Since I don't know what Rich was thinking, I'm allowing you to influence her if you like. So, I'm just kind of playing it by reason and a couple roles over here. So, feel free if you'd like to convince her better to follow your lead, one way or the other. I'm just kind of going by logic right now, so.
Can we hypnotize her and ask her what the voice tells her to do? this being called the Keeper.
Let's just go on. I'm not seeing... The only two people who are really keen on this seem to be you, Professor, and Harriet.
Because we're women and we're sensible.
Well, I'm just worried sick about Henry. He's over there, and we're dilly-dallying.
We don't know he's over there. We have no evidence pointing to him being there.
She gets actually up in your face and says, "Errol, that is our best lead, and you know it."
It's our only lead because we have no other leads. It's the only option left.
Exactly. So why are we dilly-dallying? Let's get out there and rescue Henry. Who knows what they're doing to him?
It's suicide. Okay, I agree. If I do the ritual and it leads to nothing, I will accompany you into the Carmody's down that road first thing in the morning. All I'm asking... We've been here
exhales.
For days already. All I'm asking for is one night, one more night.
Okay.
And your
she
help.
She does a big draw on a cigarette and exhales deeply. So go ahead and do. We're going to let you do some sort of. You want to do a persuade or something? Or
I'll do a persuade.
I'm gonna say this. We'd know for a fact that the professor was trying to get to this cave. That's written in one of his letters.
Yes, yes.
This ritual may well I mean, it supposedly will lead us to the cave. That's
no
conclusive.
Where does it say you leave it? Where does it say about the cave?
Well, where
I don't know what the ritual does.
Where else would it lead us?
What time is it, by the way?
We're gonna say it's not that late. I mean, it was like 12. Okay. I'm gonna say it's about 12 noon, maybe 1.
Okay.
So, I don't even think it's. Let's go with 12 because you guys got out of there by like 10 a.m. and you know it's not gonna take that long to drive forward, and you went much faster on the way back. So we'll say it's about noon, 12:30.
Okay.
If we want hard evidence, it's the cave we need to find, not the Charmides.
But the Charmides, when we were here last time, they started pressurizing the professor. They had an argument with the professor. They're the only ones here who seem to do something illegal. Everyone keeps telling us how bad they are. The professor obviously saw something, tried to stand up to them, and they kidnapped him or worse.
That doesn't fit with what he wrote. He wrote that the cave was calling to him.
Yes,
he could see his dead mother.
He was obviously wasn't in his right state of mind. Maybe they beat him too badly. Maybe they threatened Abigail. Maybe he lost his mind. Look, people are already acting weird here.
Maybe.
And that's all we have from you. Maybe this ritual will do something. We don't even know what your ritual does. The facts we have are your people had a bad reputation. The crops are growing. The corn, which is used for moonshine, are growing crazy. The vegetation is growing crazy. The animals are being mutated. Signs of contamination, which we have found from the creek, which are linked to the Charmides. We're scientists. We have to go where the facts take us. Not this
mumbo
jumbo.
I'm going to open up my notebook, and I'm going to say, I'm going to read from the incomplete letter. I have procured some dynamite, and I aim to open up the cave as soon as this damnable storm ends. This was written when he was with the Jarvis. If he does as he has said, that's before he went missing.
Mm-hmm. Like I say, he's
near this cave.
But no one's. Maybe we should go around the village asking if anyone knows about the cave again. But he's obviously being affected by this place. There's a chemical in the fruit, in the animals. You're all affected.
Yeah. Are you worried this ritual might speed up that process?
I don't believe the ritual will work. It's the Charmides have gone to Chicago. They've found some weird chemical they can use to increase the crop yield, and this is the side effect. It's rational, it makes sense, it's scientific.
This is just so confusing, and she takes a big... She downs the rest of her drink and just... What are we going to do, boys? What are we going to do?
I'm going with White Draven. That's what I'm doing.
I'm going to go back in the truck and...
Look for physical evidence of the professor.
Okay, so if somebody wants to do something to sway the professor, they may do so. However you'd like to do it. I guess a persuade would probably be the best way.
Yeah, I'm going to roll a persuade.
Cool.
33, that's passed.
Okay.
Where's my persuade?
Fine, Errol.
I'll try persuade with science.
Okay. Oh, sure.
97.
Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. We're going to go with Errol. As she's just frustrated. Like, oh, fine, Errol. Let's just get this out of the way, and let's get out there and save Henry. And she's just flummoxed, and she's at the bottom of her cigarette, and she just throws it down and dashes it out. And what we got to do? So the deal here is. You guys have to do it in the evening. It's 12:30. What is your plan at this point?
Do whatever.
Harriet is going to walk. Sorry, Harriet is not doing this. Harriet is walking towards the comedy farm. Going back in.
Oh,
hey, why are you going out there all by yourself? Could be dangerous there.
Could be dangerous. It obviously is dangerous. It's too dangerous for the lot of us.
The Carmody is dangerous, but there's nothing in this ritual that says it's going to find this cave. We need to speak to the Carmody's. I'm going to speak to the Carmody's.
Okay.
Harriet,
is anybody going with Harriet?
So you're going to put on the thick coats and the trousers and what have you, and tie hair back and march into the tunnel.
And you have
I'm
not taking any guns.
And actually, that's when Lee says, "Come on, Harriet, don't be silly. You're gonna. I mean, I don't think it's dangerous, but do you really want to go by yourself? You know how we. You have to protect yourself as a woman."
Apparently, I have to go by myself. None of the you all thinking some weird Indian ritual was the clue. I'm a scientist. I'm going with the facts point, and they point to the Carmody farm.
Okay, well, she says, "Darling, I don't think you should do this. I think this is a bad idea, but I can't stop you. I would stay with the folks. You know, it's protected. We're going to go through this tonight, and after we're done, then we move on tomorrow, right?"
Yeah.
She you can tell by her voice, she does not want to go with you. She's not crazy.
That's fair enough.
So, she's fears for her safety quite a bit.
I will continue. It will continue on.
Okay.
White Raven looks at Del. She chose poorly.
I make chicken noises.
Del lights a cigar and starts walking after Harriet.
Okay.
And does not reply to the American Indian.
You're putting people in danger.
Del, what are you doing now? Now you're just being silly. You're going with her?
Yeah, you want to come along?
Oh, boy.
I got the shotgun. I actually know how to use it.
Why are you...
Haven't you ever heard of safety in numbers, Del? Yeah,
you're
going to have
walking,
to convince
I'm following
her.
After her.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, you'll need to convince her. At this point, she's on the... She fears for her life side.
She's like, she's going back and forth. Player persuade.
Exactly. So I'm just going to play this
I don't think I'm going to try and persuade her to go along. It's not
so
really
at this point, she's just like, Del, you're just being insane. Don't go alone. And
you can come with me.
Don't go with her.
Harriet doesn't need protection, obviously, if she's going there.
Harriet, you're putting others in danger.
No, I'm not.
Let's go tomorrow together.
I'm going now. We're here now. I'm going now.
You're acting like a spoiled child.
I think it's just that time of month.
What?
Oh, I stab him viciously.
You have to cut that one out of the... All right, Trump.
No, leave it in.
Yeah, we gotta leave it in. Damn it. This is the 20s, man. Yeah, no, but...
If it was my time of month, you wouldn't still be standing, Errol.
Oh, man.
It's great. A bunch of guys sitting around talking about the time of the month. It's very accurate, you know? So.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I hate this character.
Okay, so what? We will split the party if you'd like to.
No, we wouldn't like to.
We're not playing D&D. It's not a party.
Okay. Well, yeah, I call it the party. It is a party. You know, she's drinking.
We have a
so.
Back then.
We're supposed to be together.
Or Joyce for getting Del killed.
The American Indian has done a very poor job of convincing everyone that we need to be together to help him with his ritual. But
yeah. So
I've said everything I could say.
Yeah, wasn't true.
There's nothing else I can say. The only thing I didn't do is my persuade role for this yet. To pull her back over.
I think you're trying the background.
Well, you can actually do that. The way it works is...
What?
Yeah, you can do that. Well, what happens is they can roll the persuade.
I have no player control.
No. Hold up. I'm just trying to explain how it works. No, you do have player control. That's the whole thing. He can do it and he can succeed, but if you refuse to do it, he can later on make you re-roll a die in revenge. I think that is a rule in 7th. So Yeah, really? That's how that goes. If this I recall evil. That properly, that's
is well, that a just house rule, optional rule, like the luck rule, or is it actually?
No, I think I read that in Seven somewhere. Yeah,
I'll have to look that up. That's cool.
Yeah, I might be wrong. So, but I'm pretty sure that's how it works. So.
I don't and like I don't... that you turned down. I'm going to make you re-roll this during combat.
Exactly. Yes.
So no much for community narrative.
But anyway,
so
what, okay.
What's the current so there's three people going to the Carmonies and three coming.
No, I think right now it's just Jack and Elise. Or sorry, Jack and Harriet. Excuse me.
Okay, so
Del and Harriet.
You mean Del.
So Elise is not going.
She wants to, but she's torn between safety and her love for Del.
Oh, okay. Because see, the persuade role I wanted to make was for Elise, not.
Oh yeah,
Harriet.
No, she's not. She's not going. There's not the her safety is much overriding any safety concerns for Del or Harriet. So.
All right. I'll try to persuade Harriet one last time. I'll say
it'll be bad blood. I know he doesn't like this rule.
Del will follow you. Del will follow you to the end of the earth. You're putting him in danger. Just think about what you're doing.
All right. Well, Mark doesn't like that rule, so let's just say that. Let him do what he wants. Go. I mean, if you want to really push the role with that,
thank you.
But. He's not a big fan, so let's not do that. But
yeah, I didn't want to do it. I really didn't want to.
Okay. Yeah, I was just reviewing the rule that was out there. I'm pretty sure that's out there, but we'll look into it for next time.
We just have rolling.
Anyway,
there weren't role players in any of the arguments, so just roll for it.
I always liked you, Del. It was nice knowing you.
Yeah. Okay.
You didn't treat me well, but I still liked you.
Mm-hmm. I thought I treated you.
This is why they lost the country.
Down.
Okay, so let us figure out what we're doing yet. So let's with the four people first. What is your plan for the rest of the day?
Do whatever Whitechapel says.
Do what? I'm sorry.
So I'll. What I'm going to do is, okay, so I'll say it in character. We need to get all the components for the ritual, the mushroom, find the biggest mushroom, the most mature mushroom. I think I did that last time, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I recall, okay. You had two mushrooms.
Okay, I already did that then.
Is that what happened?
If anybody wants to do anything in town, we have plenty of time. We could wait right here by the end of this road to, in case, Del and Harriet come running back, and we could try to help them. We have plenty of time until nightfall. I think we have to do it at midnight, right? So we got like 12 hours, right?
Yes. Now, everybody do an intelligence roll that's in the little group.
No, we don't. I mean, there's nothing for us to do except go there at this point, so, yeah.
Do you have a bonfire or gather wood and stuff? Or?
Critically succeeded my intelligence roll. I got 14.
The list that you have is one thing that you'll need to do all that. And the other thing is, there's still the doubt in the air of Harriet's encounter with something very strange. Which, you might believe it, but that was something that you might not want to encounter in the middle of the night, so. Or the evening, I should say. Oh, it's not midnight, by the way. It's with the sun down.
Oh, okay. So we'll start heading to the location then, if that's okay with everyone. We'll get there and prepare ourselves and wait.
Okay. Yep. All right. So you guys do that. Del and Harriet. What are you doing? You are tramping down the road towards the cornfield.
Talking with Harriet, getting to know Harriet.
Okay.
And to ease my conscience when it all goes horribly wrong, Mr. Wilford, you don't have to come. I'm a grown woman. I can do this by myself.
Oh, are you sure about that?
I do.
Are you really sure?
Yes.
All right, then. I start walking back to join the other four.
Phew! Thank you. Jeez.
All right, then.
Harriet will go.
He was going to help, and she was like, no. It's like, I'm like, all right.
That's pretty good. Okay, so Dell is starting to walk back towards... you guys are starting to get back into your cars. You see Dell walking back.
Plus, he's a bit rapey, so a bit worried.
That is not true.
So
we never saw that woman again, did we? That lady in her Sunday dress.
No. She's just very satisfied and is not needed for a while.
She's okay. Not moving I hope, somewhere.
For all of our sakes, I hope that next time we meet Harriet, that she's still Harriet.
I have returned.
So Dell gets back with them. Harriet, why don't we go with what you would like to do at this point? What is your plan? You're just going to keep wandering through you're just going to walk through up to the farm?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Put a button my coat, cover my mouth, and heading through the follow the tracks.
Okay. So let's go with you for a while here. So you keep walking. Actually, you see, you know, it hasn't been a long time, but you see that the as you're walking forward, this mass of insects that you saw that was coming to you before is not there. You do see skittering animals on either side, and bugs are swarming around you. But at this point, doesn't seem like there's anything crazy going on other than they're just observing. You know, like a crow does dive bomb at you and, you know, kind of just flits by your head.
I yelp, but I stay on the tracks and just keep on walking. Okay. Eyes focused so, front.
Shotgun in hand. Okay.
I have no weapons.
Really? You dropped and left the shotgun?
Yep.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I didn't realize that. Okay. So you are by yourself.
Don't think she
with a knife.
Had a gun.
Yeah, she had a shotgun last time.
No.
Or you didn't last time. Okay. All right. No. All right. Okay. I thought you did. Okay. So no shotgun. Yes. I thought we had distributed the shotgun. So you.
I want to look as unthreatening as possible against for the crazy farmers.
Okay. Well, let's say this. You keep going, and once again, you're seeing stuff kind of skitter around you. Every once in a while, you'll see a rat come up and sniff, and then it'll run back into the field. You are seeing that as you're walking through, it's not a windy day. You can kind of see that sometimes the leaves seem to move when there's no wind moving them. Lots of insects are buzzing around you, and you'll see one kind of like hover in front of your face for a couple seconds, and then it will like flit off. Just continue on.
She pulls out her copy of The Colour Out of Space and goes, "Where have I seen trees that move before?" Lots of teeth. She carries on walking.
Okay, you're getting to the place. Okay. I will say that you continue walking. There's no attacks or anything like that. You just see these things are watching you. And then you get to the area where you turned around, and you see that you are now at the area where the stocks were push down and where they made the turnaround. And you know that he said that there is a body back there.
Nope. It all went wrong with the Indian left the tracks.
Okay. All right. So you keep wandering. Okay. All right. Well, at that point, so you got to about there. So I guess, do you guys want me to complete, or sorry, keep going with Harriet, or would you like me to switch back with you for a little bit?
Could you switch to the guys? So I want to do something.
Okay. Sure. No problem. We can switch back. I'm sorry? Are you saying you like... Walking, okay, no problem.
Yeah, if you switch back to the guys, yeah.
Okay, so you have just you look over towards the place where you turned around and you know the body's back there, but you just turn your head and you keep wandering down into the unknown. Okay, so we're back to the other group.
Here I've come back. Your words moved me, Mr. Indian.
Nice.
Well, I'm glad that you decided to join. Let's drive to the ritual location. There's nothing we can do for Harriet now.
Okay. So you guys get pack up, turn the cars around, and what are you doing exactly? Are you going to park by the bridge again?
Yeah, we'll go as far as we could like last time. And then since we know exactly where we're going, we'll just walk straight to it.
Okay. So you drive straight through. You actually see Sproutson is out front. He's actually got a couple people on the porch with him. There's a truck sitting next to his house. And... You see a bunch of folks are, milling around, doing their stuff. Interesting enough, somebody is walking into the church. You see the door is open, and there's a couple people that you saw walk into there. As you drive by, you do see Sproutson look over at you, and he gives you kind of a cold look and turns his head back, starts talking to his folks. Just keep driving through.
Does it seem like they know something?
You can do a psychology roll, I guess.
I failed barely. 69 and 61.
Not that you know. You can do a push or a pay luck.
I'll push.
Okay.
Oh, 85. Eh, that was a bad idea.
Okay. What's gonna happen there? Jeez.
But we're driving still. We didn't stop.
Right. No,
I was just looking out the window.
You push, so something bad has got to happen.
What did he push for again? I missed that part.
I was just trying to check and
try to get. Actually, you know what? I'm going to throw it out to everybody because I don't know. Does anybody have any ideas of what would be a good push? Failure on a psychology roll.
I was just trying to check and see, like, because he gave me a cold look, so I was just trying to read him and see if they like kind of knew something, and they were reacting to what we were doing, trying to go to the Carmody's or something.
They were definitely reacting to what we were doing. That's the best failure.
The only push I can think of is not satisfied by trying to get it out of the car, so he pulls over and starts talking to him. It's the only thing I can think of.
And they're hostile.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. So you get you could say you want Reginald to pull over so you can talk to Sproutson.
All right. Pull over, Reginald. Pull over.
Sure. Yes, sir. And he pulls over, and you get out. So and Sproutson is now looking at you weirdly. He's like, he's still talking to his people, but he's got his eyes on you.
So I'll go over to Sproutson. I'll try to be nice and as kind of leery or I am of the situation. Hey, how you doing, Dick? How you doing?
Yeah, can I help you, Indian? What are you doing?
I see you all gathering around. I was just wondering, is it like a little lunch potluck or?
Well, we do things in this town. We do have things that we need to get done. You understand, correct?
What's going on?
We're doing our city work. Is that any of your business, sir?
Oh, I'm just curious. That's all. No harm meant.
Sure. If you'll excuse me, I'm having a personal conversation with my friends here.
Can I tell if he's lying?
Yeah, go ahead and do another psychology.
This is going to work out well. 52 or 61.
He's you can tell he's perturbed with you. He's trying to talk to him about something.
Is there something I can help with? What are you guys talking about?
No, I don't think there is. Did I mention this is a town business? We're having a meeting here. Do I wander into your conversations and start? I don't understand.
Okay, and can I if I kind of just turn and like look through my bag? Can I like hear what they're saying?
Let's see. He's gonna have to fill that pretty badly, I think. You start doing that. He's like, excuse me, sir. Do you need something else? Is there some problems going on here?
What? No. I'll start slowly walking away and trying to listen as I'm walking away.
Yeah, he's very tight-lipped and just waits for you to leave. Just wait a minute here, boys. We seem to have someone who has an interest in our talk. Very rude.
Oh. I'll just turn and look at him like I know he's up to something and get back in the car.
Okay, cool. So he does get back in the car, and I guess you drive off.
Drive.
And you get to the bridge, and I think at that point we'll go with preparation. Is there anything that you'd like to do? We got about 5 minutes left here. So what would you like to do for next time?
Oh, we're just getting the ritual components ready and kind of thinking about the chant for the ritual.
Okay.
Making sure I can remember it from the dream.
Okay. Cool. That is a good idea. So we'll see if that gives you a bonus later. Anything else that anybody else would like to do for this session before we head out here?
I'm good.
Nope.
Okay, cool. Well, why don't anybody that made a luck roll, why don't you check to see if you get more luck back?
It's if you spend luck.
Right.
So how does that work? We try to...
Yeah, you try to roll below your luck, right?
Okay.
Or above. Above. I'm sorry. Yes, you got to roll above your luck, and you get a D10.
Got to fail.
Yeah.
Your skills can go up, too, between sessions, right?
Your skill. Yeah, we haven't. Yeah, sorry, I haven't been.
Yeah, I mean, if you use your skills.
Right, but I guess
dual check signatures at the end of the scenario.
No, but in 7th edition, actually, has a section that talks about
it. Oh, does it?
Oh. Yes.
Well, actually, this is supposed to be a short one. We're kind of extending it.
This is supposed to be
this is supposed to be a 4-session thing, but there's so much role play.
Did it actually say that this is a 4-hour session in the scenario, or did you just
It's rough. No, I've done it. I've done it in 5. It's a really tough scenario to get through. Well, actually, but once again, I added bells and whistles for the conventions. So, actually, it's gangster I could see getting done in 5 easy. But, this one, it's a little bit... It's rough to get through in 5. But.
So if I rolled a 72... At a 67, I don't get anything back.
Yeah, you do. You failed, right? So you get a D10 back.
Oh, okay.
And from what
I was only at 70 to start with. I can't go above that, right?
Actually, Magnus said you can go above. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty weird. I wouldn't have thought that, but yes, you can.
And it's pretty much like sanity. It can go up to the high numbers, but you'll just have more to spend later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, 99 is the limit, I think.
Yes.
You said echoing.
There you go. He's doing some investigation right now. Okay, cool. If you guys have do your luck checks, and you know what, we'll figure out the next day. We'll have to not sure. I know the Celesticon's coming up, and then I think we got some weirdness after that, so we'll discuss an email. We'll try to figure out when that next time will be, and hopefully it'll be 2 weeks rather than 3 again, because that was a pretty long time. So cool. All right, guys. Well, I guess we have a plan for next time. We'll go with it.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks,
thank you.
Thanks, guys, for playing. We'll see you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks. See you, guys. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
A special thanks to Paul Fricker, Scott Dorward, and Matthew Sanderson, creators of the Good Friends of Jackson Elias podcast, for their voice talents provided for the audio handouts within this recording. Be sure to check out their excellent Call of Cthulhu and horror genre podcast. Visit the Good Friends at their website, www.blasphemoustomes.com. All music within this recording graciously composed and performed by Walkathon. In the next episode of Blackwater Creek, our brave Harriet sets out to the Carmody farm alone. Brendan Carmody takes interest. Harriet meets Dad. And a nail-biting cliffhanger ending puts you at the end of your seat. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time in Blackwater Creek.